Thank you for downloading from Richmond First United Methodist. Support for this podcast comes from your generous gifts and donations. You can visit us online at www.richmondfumc.org.
Okay, thank you. We are going to be handing out a survey in just a moment. And this survey is part of our church's work in response to things that were voted on by General Conference 2019. I want you to hear the word survey. Okay, this is only a survey. This is not a vote. Remember the old thing on TV, this is a test, this is only a test. This is only a survey. No official action is coming out of the piece of paper that you're getting ready to fill out in just a moment. This is an opinion survey. So if you're not aware, if you're from outside the congregation or outside the Methodist tradition, in 2019, the General Conference met and they voted to retain language in our United Methodist discipline with regard to homosexuality, two points in particular, that we would not ordain homosexual pastors and that our pastors would not perform same-sex unions. In spite of the fact that that language was already there and they were simply affirming it, the backlash, as you can imagine, has been very difficult, very divisive. What we did, as soon as we could after that, we gathered a group together. We called the event Healing in His Wings. You were all invited. About 40 folks came out, and we took time to listen. We took time to pray together and to worship together, and we also developed three action steps, and they are these. We wanted to have a Bible study of all of the things that the Bible says about homosexuality. We wanted to create a value statement that belongs to us. Who is this church with regards to homosexuality? And we wanted to develop a set of policies. How will we live out our values towards one another in the life of this church? We did the Bible study. It convened this summer. The notes for it are online. If you want to go to our church webpage, you can find it there. We are now working on the value statement. We decided to start with the things that at the Healing in His Wings event, those 40 people sat down and wrote out things, and we put them all up on the wall, and we went through them one by one and said, which of these things can we all agree on? And out of the 27 or 28 things that went up on the wall, we approved 26 of them, okay, that we could all agree on those. Those are on the survey in front of you. Did I say already, this is a survey, this is not a vote, this is not a ballot? We want to know now, does the church agree with those statements, okay? And that's where you can help us out. Those statements have been kind of condensed down because many of them were repetitive. Okay, and that's what's going to be on the survey. You guys can go ahead and start handing those out now. Okay. So the process is this. We started with Healing on His Wings. We're going to do our very best to survey the entire congregation. If you fill this out today and turn it in, we'll take your name, and you won't get one in the mail. You do not put your name on the survey unless you just want to. It can be anonymous. So that's part of collecting data. And then we're going to have an open meeting. You are all invited to this meeting on November the 2nd. And we're going to take these statements as our starting place, the ones that you have affirmed, and we're going to try and put together that value statement. Okay? Now, why the rush? First of all, we're probably overdue on this. We should have been talking about it before, and we weren't. The second is, the General Conference has kind of set some things in motion that this church needs to respond to officially by December of 2024. And so we want to get started. We don't want to wait until October of 2024 and say, okay, how are we going to respond to this? Okay. Again, this is a survey. This is not a vote. All right. So you're asking yourself, who will decide? The answer is you will, unless you don't. Okay? This is your opportunity. You will have others. I suspect that that when we meet to put together this value statement, we won't get it done in one try. And whatever we do will come to you. And back to you. Yeah, Ross? Yeah, okay. I will tell you what might happen in December of 2024, but we have another General Conference coming up in May that could change that. But currently, should any church choose to disaffiliate from the United Methodist denomination, that would be their last opportunity. I don't want to do that. I don't think you want to do that, but that's what I'm trying to find out. Is, you know, how committed are we to doing ministry together? I already know we don't agree on the subject. Feel free to fill it out. I'm curious to see what the data actually looks like, but I already know we're, as you've probably guessed, we're split. The question before us now is, what do we agree on, and will that be enough? Yes, please. Okay. So the first set of questions is about the moment you were proudest to be a part of our church. I would like you to pick only one of those in that section. The others you get an opportunity to respond to according to how much you affirm. And the ones in the gray box down at the bottom, this is where I need to say it one more time. This is not a vote. Okay. This is trying to get a picture of just exactly how our church is divided on their opinions on those two in the gray box. Yes, sir.
The second question in the gray box, it says circle one, they're not listed in the gray and
there. Yes, they should be the same as the one, or are they below the second one, Jonathan? All right. Okay, on the copy I'm holding, there are choices listed below the first question and not below the second question. So write in one of the ones. You're supposed to have the same choices for the second question as you do the first. If you would do that for me, I'll correct it before we send it out to anyone else. Very sorry about that. I cannot blame anyone in the office. I did that. Okay? I'll be happy. I'm going to stick around here to answer any other questions you might have. Okay, so let me just, while you're working on that, we've got the survey we're taking. We've got the November 3rd date coming up. Here's some things you can do to stay in the loop. Okay, we're going to take more surveys. I know it. Please participate in them all. Do not surrender your own voice in this. No one's going to take it away from you. We're going to be asking actively. So you're the only person who can keep you from having a voice in this. Come to the open meetings. They are open meetings. You are invited. I'm going to post the results of this survey, and everything that we have done together on this topic is to date is on the web page now. There's a tab at the top of the web page that says GC 2019 response. Click on it. Everything that we've done, every document we've produced about that, including the Bible study, already there. And then the fourth thing that you can do is pray, except that's really what I want you to do first. The world we live in does not work together well when they disagree. And I believe if we are going to do that, that it'll be a miracle and a God thing. So please be in prayer that God will show himself in this. And finally, this is not a, let me know you heard me, this is not a vote. There will be a vote. You will know it's a vote. It'll be very clear it's a vote. In the meantime, we're just trying to get you to talk to us about how you feel on these subjects, okay? All right, and again, I'm here if you have any questions. We are going to ask you as... Yeah. Okay, so someone asked that a few minutes ago. They should be the same options as the one above it, and if you would be kind enough to write one of those in, and I'll fix it before next week. These are going to be available. If you're not comfortable filling it out today, they're going to be available for a few weeks yet. And if we don't hear from you, we'll mail it to you. Okay? Right, and as you finish up, we've got ballot boxes at this door and at the door by where Jamie and Kathleen are right now. Leave your survey there, your survey response, and we are going to take your name so that we don't send you a duplicate, okay? But your name's not attached to the survey. It's anonymous. So I'm going to pray, and then as you're finished, you can go on to Sunday school and stir up the pot. Lord Jesus Christ, you have called us to be a church, and we want to do it in ways that would honor you. And so we ask that you would guide us as we move forward in responding to the hot button topic for this generation. Lord, may we find our way into the center of your will. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. If you have any questions, I'm right here until everyone's gone.
To hear more sermons, find out more about us, and see what's going on in our community, visit us online at www.richmondfumc.org. This has been Richmond First United Methodist Church, growing disciples who make a difference.